there? Human, stop what you're doing and come here this instant. Yes, you, attend me. Over here. No, down here. The goblin. I require your assistance on a delicate matter. Why? You dare ask me why? You miserable little... My situation has rendered certain facts I normally take for granted as... no longer granted. I am sorry. I require you to bed me. Must you know why? Your kind will rot with anything. Why does it matter? All the humans in the world, and I choose the inquisitive one. If you must know, I am not what I appear to be. I have been cursed by a foul wizard. Surely you have heard of Endlich the Promiscuous? Yes, the nymphomancer. He has cursed me to take this wretched form. In my natural state, you would know me as Razziklath. Razziklath, the Pyre Mother. Razziklath, the Terror from the Skies. Razziklath, Swordmaw. Razziklath, the Extortionist. Yes. I'm not actually very proud of that last one. That is perhaps a contributor to my current plight. I mean, I am a dragon. Those jewels were wasted on that miserable old wizard. I simply demanded that they be put where they belong, in my hoard. Instead, he used my magical nature against me, used my draconic ability to change shape, and forced me into this horrid little body. Something about how I should know what it's like to feel small and weak for once. I don't have to feel small and weak. I am a dragon. In my natural form, you would barely stand taller than my claw. I am most certainly not mad. Well, angry perhaps, but not mad. Anyway, now I must fulfil the requirements of this wretched curse for it to finally be lifted. Hello, he's a nymphomancer. What do you think the conditions of the curse are? I chose you because a goblin wouldn't work. Not that I would want to be with one, and I couldn't get within longbow range of any elves. Then I remembered how your species will breed with anything. I mean, there are half elven humans and half orc humans and a slew of others. You probably didn't know this, but minotaurs... There was an angry god involved with that one, but the point is, yours is clearly the easiest species out there to talk into an unconventional partner. Look, does it matter? I'm offering you my body. Isn't that enough? I told you already, Oh, you mean why you in particular? As humans go, you are pleasant looking, again for a human, and I wish to be rid of this dreadful curse, so will you or not? Cute! I am not cute! I am ferocious. I am terrible. I am... I am pretty cute, aren't I? Are you patting my head? Such impertinence! Such arrogance! Tiamat's teeth, why does it feel so nice? You're home. Very well, that is acceptable. You will address me as Razzyclath, not Razzy. I'm coming. You actually live here? No, it's sufficient for your needs, I suppose. It is quaint. Now, to business. The curse has some rules. Embarrassing rules. I must first taste my partner's desire. Then I must accept a key not made for my lock. And finally, you have to come all over me. Yes, the old goat seemed to run out of flowery language for that last one. I think he might have been fondling himself inside his robes at that point. All right, those are the rules. Let's get this over with. Strip now. But that isn't necessary for this first part. Fair is fair, I suppose. And if it gets you ready faster, then... Oh, my! This may present logistical problems. No! Of course I've had bigger than you. I'm a dragon, remember? I've just never had anyone bigger than me. Dragons grow larger. Ick, ick. Dragons grow larger the older we get. I'm 8,000 years old, and I was a bit of a late starter. Yes, you will have to be very careful. But one step at a time. Now sit down on the bed. I must attend to the first part of this ridiculous curse. It's starting to twitch. Does this obscene little body actually entice you? I've never understood the mammalian love of breasts, but I suppose these are rather large for my size. And is hourglass a good thing? I am glad that this form is good for something, I suppose. Okay, I'm just going to touch it. Is that pleasing? I suppose that answers the question. You're growing and growing. By Bahamut's balls, my fingers don't even meet around it. No, I don't want to stop. Not that I'm into this at all. I just want this curse to be lifted. Now I suppose it's time to taste your desire. That's a lot of desire. I haven't done this before. I am familiar with the process. My hoard includes a variety of erotic tapestries and manuscripts. But dragon maws aren't really made for it. Well, well. You're throbbing. Does that mean I'm doing it right? Oh, good. I mean, of course I am. There isn't a task in the world that dragons aren't best at. You're so hard. You must really enjoy this. I'm glad you like it. It should... more effectively remove the curse, yes? I'm sorry. Did you just call me a good girl? I... You can touch me too, if that would accelerate the why did you pull me from between your legs so effortlessly? What I mean is, how does being up on the bed with you help? Yes. Your fingers do feel acceptable. On me and in me. I've never had nipples before. I'm starting to see what all the fuss is about. Well, of course I'm wet. I'm excited that I'll be able to change back into a dragon soon. Why do you keep calling me a good girl? No, I want you to stop. I hear you breathing faster. Oh, and you're throbbing harder under my tongue. Yes, let me have... Why did you stop me? Oh, of course. The other parts of the curse. You can't just throw me around like that. I suppose you can, but why are you putting my legs over your shoulder? This isn't part of lifting the curse. You wanted to know whether I tasted like a dragon or a goblin. Have you ever even tasted either before? This I will admit, this isn't unenjoyable. That's quite pleasant, actually. More than pleasant. Wait, why are you grabbing my arms? That renders me effectively immobilized and at your mercy. No, I am a dragon. I don't know why this is so enjoyable. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. I am your good girl. Sir? Yes, I am your good girl, sir. Yes, I am your good girl, sir. I am. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What? What else do good girls do? Good girls. Good girls get fucked, sir. Good girls take sir's cock. Sir's big human cock. Please. Please. Please let me be your good girl. Yes. Climb over me. Oh, my big. Strong human, claim me, make me yours. Oh, fuck me like I've never been fucked before. But please go slow, be gentle. There's a lot of you. Oh, thank you so happening. That means I'm about to take up a great deal more space. And that means... And that means... You should be running. Oh, sod your scales, that feels good. Well, that was illuminating. I suppose I should be grateful to that old wizard for the voyage of self-discovery. I'm still going to burn him to ash and sift my jewels out of the rubble of his tower. But I did learn a lot about myself. I am in such a good mood right now. I don't even think I'll crush this town to dust before I leave. And you? Where do you think you're going? Oh no, you are staying right here where you belong, in my claw. We're going back to my lair together. I did mention that dragons can change our shape. Well, after that performance, I can think of a number of shapes I would like to try out with you. You see, I enjoyed what you did to me. And I would very much like to explore this newly discovered part of myself in great detail. So now, no matter what shape I decide to take, you are going to make me your good girl. Again and again, whenever I want. I expect that means you'll be very busy. Doesn't that sound nice? That's it. Nod your head. We're going to have a lot of fun together. My big, strong human.